Alrighty, cool. All right, well, let's go ahead and get rolling this morning. So everyone, thank you again for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0. Again, the point of the show, for those of you who are tuning in on TikTok, I've just started this, but it is a way for you, it's a way for me to give back to the community in regards to how to help people find a job. It is a daunting task. People don't really know how to navigate their careers, how to navigate recruiters, how to navigate the job search. And I get so many individuals that want to hang out and meet with me. And it's better to share at scale every single morning some tips and tricks. My goal for this is for it to not be super long, so it doesn't take a ton of your morning out, 10, 15 minutes max. We've had some go crazy, but that's my goal. For those of you who are just now tuning in, you can check out my website, taylordestin.com. Summer Liddington built that out. So shout out to her. And also text me. I'm really kind of really digging into my texting community, 615-235-5650. Again, that's 615-235-5650. Or if you're watching and you see it in the corner of your screen, I have so many individuals that want to hang out and talk about the job search and talk about resume writing and talk about everything. I can't do it with everybody. I just can't. And so, but if you want all of my tips and tricks that I share with everybody on how to do anything job related, shoot me a text. Because what I do is I have a texting community about over 200 people now at this point. And I share one thought a day to your phone every morning. You're not looped in on a group text or anything like that. It's just directly to you. So if you want in on that, shoot me a text, 615-235-5650. And hey, everyone, thank you again for tuning in on TikTok. I appreciate it. So today, I want to talk about how to work with recruiters from a testing perspective and why we do it. Now, I am aware that recruiters like to test the ever-living daylights out of candidates. Also, Brian, good morning, buddy. It's good to see you. Hope everyone is having a great day. Brian, I hope you're having a great day, buddy. Thank you for tuning in. And so I get the question a lot of, do I need to take these tests? How do I do it? Becky, what's going on? Good morning from Fort Campbell. It's good to see you. Thank you for tuning in, Becky. I appreciate it. Everyone, again, thank you for tuning in on TikTok. I can only see all the usernames, but again, thank y'all for tuning in. So recruiters have to tech people out to do our job efficiently. Now, if you're asking yourself, you're like, Taylor, I've actually never gotten teched out by a recruiter. Well, then that's a mistake. So I used to be very against sending tests to developers. And again, I'm primarily in the software space. Noah, what's going on, man? Good morning. Noah Allen is my video guy. Shout out to Noah. Again, Noah, thank you for everything you're doing for me. I appreciate you a ton. John, good morning. What's going on, buddy? It's good to see you. So when you work with a recruiter and they send you a test, the reason why we do that, hey, what's going on? Eric on TikTok. Hey, I'm in Nashville. You got any gigs? I got a lot of gigs. So check out my website, taylordestin.com, and then shoot me a DM on my website. So Caleb, good morning. So we get people I thought this morning was a little light on comments. I think LinkedIn pushed the notification kind of late. I just saw it come through. So again, thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate it. I was like, I know people are going to start tuning in here soon. So working with recruiters. So typically what I do, if you work with me and you're a software developer, which that's typically where I focus on, I'm going to ask you for a reference or two just to say, hey, listen, I just want to speak with somebody who can vouch for your skill sets. That's going to allow me to sell you better, right? Another thing that I want to another thing I do is send you at least one eval, right? So let's say you're a .NET developer, full stack, Angular, .NET Core, Microsoft SQL Server on the back end. I usually just send a .NET Core test, right? Now, we have a platform at Vaco. If you are watching this, we have a pretty cool platform. The platform is called questionable.io. Shout out Brad Westfall. Brad Westfall is a part of the React training team with Dan Abramov, Michael Jackson, all those guys and girls. And he was sick and tired of being sent shitty tests from recruiters. So he created a platform that is really good and very easy to use. So what we do is we've adopted that at Vaco, again, questionable.io. and it's a multiple choice test. And we get our, so Brad at questionable.io, and if you're interested in this service, please DM me. I'll get you connected with Brad. He'll be glad to talk to you. He's a great guy. He's in Arizona. Not that you care. And he created this platform, and it's really, really good. And so we've used our SMEs within certain skill sets to write the test and get it uploaded into his database. He has also created his test, right? He's a React Node guy. He's written the React and Node test. And the reason why we do that as recruiters is because we need to be able to tell our client, listen, we have done our due diligence, right? That's where you have to find recruiters who are partners with you, right? Because if you go around and get tested with every single tech eval, with every single recruiter, you are going to be worn out. And that's why you need to find just a handful of us. Now, I will tell you this, I will always share my testing with you, always. I will always share my testing with you. I have a question on TikTok. I will get to that in a second. I'm very distracted sometimes, so let me finish this thought. And so what we do is we do these testing. So when I submit you to a client, when I submit you to one of our clients, we have a kind of an informal reference done in testing. Let me ask you this, as a job seeker, put yourself in a hiring manager's shoes. All right. If you get a resume from a recruiter and there's been no informal reference or no testing done, and you have another candidate who's gotten all that stuff done, who do you think you're going to screen first? And again, take bias out of it. Take yourself out of it. If you're a hiring manager, which one are you going to interview first? You're going to interview the one with the testing and the informal reference done. So that's why recruiters do it. Now, the recruiter should share the testing with you. They should share the responses. So always ask the recruiter, hey, I don't mind taking this test, but can you please share the results with me? Because if you send me some results from another recruiting firm, I'm going to look at it and see if it's valid. That's another thing. There's no standardized testing across recruiting companies, so it can get a little hairy. But for me, I will always share my testing with you, always. And so that's why you need to do it. The reason why you do it is to better your chances with the hiring managers. Now, you're probably asking yourself, you're probably watching this, whether now or later, you go, Taylor, that's great. I can do all this on my own. Well, then go ahead and do it on your own. Listen, it's using a recruiter isn't for everybody. My brother is a product owner. He has been able to find fantastic jobs, his last two jobs, without a recruiter. You don't always need to use a recruiter. I'm not sitting here saying recruiting is the only way. But I'm saying I think it is a pretty foundational cornerstone to your job search. Aside from just finding a job, a recruiter can do a lot of other things, right? I've talked about this. Resume writing, LinkedIn writing, all that jazz, right? We can do all of that. We don't just help you find a job, right? So that's why you got to find your recruiter who's willing to do all that for you. But if you don't want to use a recruiter, you don't want to do that testing, all that, listen, I'm fine with it. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I have a ton of developers go, I'm not taking your test. I'm like, that's fine. Go ahead. Have fun. Right? But I think that's where you need to ask yourself how you're going to leverage a recruiter. If you're really going to leverage a recruiter, do the testing, do the references, do what they ask, and let them do the work for you and stop butting up against it. Which is crazy that I'm saying this now, because 9 years ago, I got so frustrated at developers not taking tech evals. I'm like, you're going to take this. You're going to take it. And I got so frustrated at them. But you know what? Now, forget it. You don't want to work with me? You don't want to work with me. I get it. That's fine. I'll go work with other people. Right? I've placed over 500 people in positions. Now in my career, I feel like I'm decent at what I do. And that's, I'm just sharing my knowledge with you this morning. So that's my thoughts. I want to go to some Q&A now. I have some Q&A on TikTok. It's awesome. Let's see here. So yes, I have Nashville gigs. Check out my website, taylordesson.com. What should I focus on outside of class? So if you're a student right now, boot camp, college, wherever, I think you need to be taking on free work. Now, this can be another session. I don't think I've covered this yet. And if I did, I think it would be a good time to revisit it. I think if you're in any sort of class, you need to be asking your network. Again, who's your network? Your network is friends, family, other students, professors, if you're in college, and say, hey, do you need anything built? Or do you need any data evaluated? right? And for me, it's taking on the work as an internship, gaining that experience and putting it on your resume. I think that's an absolute game changer. Absolute game changer. So that's what I would focus on if I was out of school if I was in school. Let's see here. More questions coming in. Andrew, what's up, buddy? As an aside, maybe after we talk this one, I'd love to hear what you think about Discord and the potential merger with Microsoft. So I'll tell you this. Teams sucks. Like, Microsoft Teams is terrible. I think getting Discord, I think they probably need Discord for that chat feature, for like the Slack feed. I don't know what to call it, the feed feature or whatever. So I'm a big fan of it. I think Microsoft could absolutely own the entire ecosystem. And so I think that's incredibly important. So more questions coming on TikTok. I appreciate you all. What company do you hire for? I work for Vaco, Vaco.com. You can check us out. I'm specifically in Nashville. More questions. What level developers do you hire for? What type? I primarily focus on mid to senior type developers, architect level, et cetera, or above. Not a ton of junior devs, but again, connect with me on LinkedIn. Stay close to me. I share all my secrets on LinkedIn. Yes, but free work hurts the soul. I could die tomorrow, but I don't want to have wasted yesterday. Listen, I get it. I'm not saying everyone should do it. I'm saying if you want to gain pertinent experience, my team around me is volunteering their time to work for me because they need to build out their portfolio. And already one person has landed a job because of it, because they have taken on my work, put it on their resume, had the experience. They have landed a job because of it. Let's see here. Quick, more questions here. Amy, thank you for tuning in. All of your job search approach should be strategic. Yeah, it's like I said yesterday, right? Every conversation needs to be intentional, right? You can't just lukewarm it through the job search, right? Like every morning, right? If you want to be intentional with my live show, you can come on, ask me questions every day. I will answer them and your name will come on my screen every single morning, right? And so that's incredibly important. That is being intentional. That will help a ton. Thomas, I feel you, brother. Absolutely. Brian, any tips? What happens if you have a bad evaluation? Yeah, great question from Brian. Brian, I appreciate you a ton. Always tuning in. Appreciate you. Any tips about what happens if you have a bad evaluation? Listen, you're going to have bad evaluations. Ask the recruiter to take it again, right? Like sometimes you just need to get the feel of the test that they send. If you bomb it, just send it. Like, just ask them to send it again. I have guys and girls take the test 1, 2, 3 times again. But yeah, just ask to do it again. John, Teams is the bane of my day-to-day. Yeah, listen, I like Teams' chat feature. And the video feature, like the group video feature is really seamless. I love that. Also, obviously, I love the one-click link to log in. But boy, I tell you what, the main feature and the groups are terrible. Tell them about all the free gigs you played on drums. Yeah, Andrew, I played a lot of free gigs on drums. Yes, absolutely. A lot of birthday parties and roller skating events. Free work can also be working in open source. Networking looks good on your resume, validates. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't talk about this enough. If you don't want to volunteer your time, like just contribute to open source projects. I think that's awesome. Put it on your resume. That's fantastic. I love that. Cool. Awesome. Well, that's it, y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, my whole point is to keep this 15 minutes or so. Yes, I am a drummer, TikTok user. I am a drummer, was a drummer, still am. But now I have recruited 5 people jobs. So thank y'all for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0 this morning. I appreciate it. If you need me, taylordessen.com. Shoot me a text, 615-235-5650. We got Robert Kiever. I'm a huge Teams fan, but it's really built for private teams. I agree. You are already in the Microsoft. Yes, I agree, Robert. I hear you. But they could be better with Discord. I will tell you that. See y'all tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Central tomorrow with my boys at Unicorn Finders. TikTok, I can't go live with my guys. So if you're on TikTok and you're watching me, you're like, hey, this Taylor guy's kind of decent. You want to watch tomorrow, connect with me on LinkedIn. And you can watch this live show tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Central. Again, Thursday, South by Southwest, winner of the 1-minute pitch competition, 9:30 a.m. We're talking to him about his startup called ColorCast, where he gets celebrities and athletes to give live commentary over events. So really excited to talk to him about what he's doing out there. So again, thank you all for tuning in to Guidance Counselor 2.0. Y'all have a great Tuesday, and see y'all tomorrow. Peace.